This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can you tell me a story? I guess really, if you just want to think about like a personal story about Islamophobia, and you have you, I'm very sure you've been randomly selected somewhere.
Yes, I mean I do a lot of traveling, so therefore I find myself, you know, being pulled aside and, you know, selected on planes, you know, to go through. I know why they pull me out that line, but I've had individual cases of it because, you know, I normally wear. It's my own way of appearing like a Muslim in public ever since I accepted Islam. This is years now. And so I had the case of coming into an office and, you know, getting into a slight argument with a person. The person just said to me, why don't you go home? Go back to your people. So then I turned to the person and said, go back to my people. I'm African American. My grandmother's native. So, you know, where are we supposed to go? We've been here for thousands of years.
We're home.
So where am I supposed to go? But the ignorance of that person, seeing the kufi, seeing my, you know, my clothing, and swearing that I must be, you know, from somewhere, you know, in the Middle East or in Africa, that's the ignorance of Islamophobia.
But Sheikh, you've also made this argument before, like I guess really about the fact that Islam actually existed in North America for a lot longer than we actually assume, right? I know this is not really a part of what we're talking about here, but if you just want to give me a little bit of, I guess really tell me a little bit about that. What are your findings about how Islam actually arrived and how it arrived to North America way before the Europeans?
Well, I've spent years studying the waves of Muslims who came across the Atlantic and other people who came across the Pacific. And I found that long before Columbus, Muslims from Andalus, Spain, Portugal, and then from West Africa actually made it across. We have documented proof. Because you can cross the Atlantic, especially from West Africa, Senegal. The currents take you right from Senegal into Brazil, into the Caribbean. And so Muslims came across, it's documented. They went into Central America, into North America. Even a Harvard University scholar, Leo Weiner, in his book, Africa and the Discovery of America, you know, showed that, you know, Muslims were here long before Columbus. But then also, there were Muslims who came during the slavery period. So we have some, in some areas, one third of the African enslaved people were Muslims. And so it's was deep within the fabric of society. Then there've been, you know, migrations, economic migrations, indentured labor period, when Indian Muslims came to the Caribbean and other places. And then you have Turks and Arabs and other people from the Ottoman Empire coming into America. You know, coming into Canada. So therefore, that there's been a constant movement of Muslims into this part of the world. Unfortunately, the Spanish started this. They wiped out all records they could find. And so the history was distorted. It was taken out of the books. And then people completely wiped out the presence of Muslims historically until the average person for a long time actually thought that Columbus discovered America.